From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Another sign that the nation's housing industry might be rebounding. Home prices are up. The latest Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index shows a jump in home prices for the month of February. It's the first annual increase since December of 2006. The sharpest gain was in San Francisco, where prices rose about 12%. Last week, the National Association of Realtors reported sales of existing homes in the U.S. jumped nearly 7% in March. Fixing the federal budget deficit long-term is the mission of President Obama's new fiscal commission. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from the White House. Members are meeting for the first time today.
The commission's main purpose could be to provide political cover for lawmakers who will ultimately face a set of unpleasant choices. The co-chairman of the commission, Erskine Bowles, told Fox News members will consider both spending cuts and tax hikes to close the budget gap. That's despite President Obama's campaign pledge not to raise taxes on families making less than $250,000 a year.
What I feel bound by is the president looked Senator Simpson and me in the eye, and he said, everything is on the table. So we're going to look at every single way to right this fiscal ship, whether it is cutting sacred cows or raising revenue.
The commission's recommendations are not due until December, 1 month after the midterm elections. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Philadelphia's two daily newspapers could soon be emerging from bankruptcy protection with a new owner. Joel Rose says the papers are going up for auction later this morning.
The current owners of the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News declared bankruptcy in early 2009. Ever since, the owners have been fighting to keep control of the dailies away from their lenders. They worry that those lenders, which include several major banks and hedge funds, would slash jobs and the paper's quality. The owners have assembled a group of local investors, including the Carpenters Union and home builder Bruce Toll. The lenders, who already hold most of the company's debt, say they plan to make a cash bid of their own for the papers. A third group led by the Canadian company Stern Partners also expects to bid in the auction. The winner will be left with a company worth considerably less than the $500 million the current owners paid in 2006. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
Late word from the Conference Board, consumer confidence in the U.S. rose in April to its highest level since September of 2008. The Federal Reserve is looking at the U.S. economy and interest rates today and tomorrow. Economists expect no change in rates when Fed policymakers wrap things up. Along with Wall Street, the Fed is getting a look at some stronger corporate earnings numbers out today. Ford Motor Company among them, saying quarterly earnings were up to $2 billion. On Wall Street, stocks are lower this morning on investor worries about Greece's debt crisis. At last check, the Dow down 21. This is NPR News. Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega is in France today. That's where he's facing charges of money laundering. Phil Latzman with member station WLRN says Noriega left a federal prison in Miami to face charges in Paris.
Noriega was toppled in a U.S. invasion in 1989 and later convicted on charges of cocaine trafficking and racketeering. After spending the last two decades in a low-security federal facility, he was whisked away yesterday following an extradition order from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. His sudden departure surprised even his attorney, Frank Rubino.
Usually the government does things in a more professional manner and respects common courtesy, and we're shocked that they didn't. I'm surprised that they just then put a black hood over his head and drag him out in the middle of the night.
Noriega's sentence ended in 2007, but he'd remained in Miami as the State Department considered a French request for his extradition to face additional drug trafficking charges. His attorneys had argued that as a prisoner of war, he should be sent back to Panama, where incidentally he also faces murder charges. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Arizona's new immigration law is expected to come up today in the Senate. Questions about it to Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano are likely when she appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The law requires police to question people about their immigration status when they're suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. President Obama calls it misguided. He wants the Justice Department to see if it violates civil rights. Funeral services are being held today in Los Angeles for former police chief Daryl Gates. He died of cancer earlier this month. Gates served as L.A.'s police chief from 1978 to 1992. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.